Today in Washington, Donald Trump made this pronouncement.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it. You know what I mean. President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And now we want to get to the wisdom of our 2016 roundtable.
Here and now.
2016.
And joining us today, Jesse Holland, who covers politics for the Associated Press. Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
Doing well. And Julie Mason is with us as well, host of Press Pool on Sirius XM. Hi, Julie.
Hey, guys.
And worth pointing out, first of all, that not only did Hillary Clinton and her campaign not start the birther issue, as Donald Trump just said, but he also did not finish the birther issue, as he just said.
He just gave it a new start, in fact.
Right. Well, and Jesse, let me start with you, your thoughts on this turnaround from Trump.
Yeah, it's interesting why he decided to make this move now. It's impossible to say that this is the end of the birther movement, as he tried to put it. It just seems like now that for the next couple of days, this is all we're going to be talking about. He's brought it back up again and made it part of the campaign. Even President Obama had to talk about it earlier today. So now, instead of, like he said, ending it, he's just giving it new life.
Julie, what do you think?
Yeah, he is completely perpetuating it. I'm sure we're all very, very grateful to him to putting an end to this, but he's not putting an end to it. And as you say, Hillary Clinton and her campaign was not responsible for bringing it up. It's just more of Donald Trump's misstatements, falsehoods, and we just carry on. It's quite ridiculous.
Anybody know whatever came of the evidence that Donald Trump said long ago that his investigators supposedly unearthed in Hawaii information that would prove his birther theory? I wonder if anybody's even asked about that.
Yeah, I think his investigator is living a nice life in Hawaii. That's why we've never heard from him.
Does this hurt him, though, among anybody when he comes out and says, actually, all those things I said about President Obama not being born in the U.S., now I believe he was?
No, you guys, right now the fight is over. There's about 30% of Americans who are either undecided, I know, completely unimaginable, but they are undecided or persuadable. And that's what this fight is about. That's what the fight is for. That's what we're on for right now, fighting over that 30%. I'm not sure how this gets him anywhere with those people.
Or this
morning, it definitely doesn't do anything as far as bringing him more minority votes, because there are a lot of people of color who take the whole birther argument as just an insult to the first black president and in a way to try to delegitimize what President Barack Obama has done over the last 8 years.
Well, in fact, Hillary Clinton weighed in on Donald Trump a little bit earlier today. It was an event that was organized by the Black Women's Agenda in Washington. Here's some of what she said.
He is feeding into the worst impulses, the bigotry and bias that lurks in our country. Barack Obama was born in America, plain and simple, and Donald Trump owes him and the American people an apology.
So this week it was also Donald Trump who accused Hillary Clinton of having a hate-filled campaign that is short on policy specifics. Again, he's turning the table there. Is it a turning point in the week and in public opinion of him?
Well, certainly we've seen the polls tighten up. Some of these battleground states are looking very close. Suddenly he does have a path to 270, but there's still time left for him to blow it.
Jesse, let's talk about Hillary Clinton, because before this birther stuff came back up, she was in the news because she was off the trail, because she had pneumonia and she was recovering from that. She didn't tell everyone that she had pneumonia when she found out that she had pneumonia. But here she is. I don't have a clip of her. I thought I did talking about this. But what do you think that did to the campaign, and did it hurt her to be off the trail?
Well, it probably didn't hurt her to be off the trail, but what may have hurt her campaign is the idea that she didn't disclose. One of the themes that the Republicans have always been pushing around Hillary Clinton is her honesty. And so when she seemingly had that stumble and then came out later to say that she was doing great, then they came out and said it was heat exhaustion. Then they came out and said it was pneumonia. It feeds into that idea that she's untrustworthy. Now, I don't know whether anyone actually is going to accept this argument, but it does feed into the storyline that we've seen out there about the Clinton campaign the whole time.
Well, why'd she do it then, Julie? Why didn't she just – I mean, she knows that this is a criticism of her, that she doesn't come out and say what's really going on all the time. So why would she take that risk?
Well, Jeremy, you remember it was Rudy Giuliani, one of Donald Trump's surrogates, who was trying to make a big deal about Hillary Clinton's health and there's something wrong with her. And it was circulating in conservative media and on the internet. And she didn't want to feed into that by admitting that she was, in fact, getting sick on the campaign trail. So they kept it quiet. They kept it a secret. And she walked right into his trap.
She might walk right into the trap, but I wonder to what extent voters would find an equivalency from the things that she does or doesn't say about her health and the little that we know about Donald Trump's health or the other pronouncements he made even today. I mean, do the two carry the same amount of weight?
Yeah, I think anyone's looking for like truth and disclosure from Donald Trump because he's such a proven liar and nobody cares. Their voters do not hold him accountable. There's no consequences for that. But people do give Hillary Clinton the benefit of taking her seriously. So often when she prevaricates or lies or is secretive, there's a consequence for her.
And what do you think about that, actually, Jesse? Do you think it's something that the media has treated as an equivalency or not?
Well, it's hard to say what this. That's more of a chicken and egg argument. It's hard to say whether the perception preceded the media coverage or did the media coverage inspire the perception. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we can say is we've gotten to the point where the two campaigns are basically accusing each other of the thing that they've been accused of before. We heard Hillary Clinton today say something about Donald Trump not holding press conferences. We've heard Donald Trump now say something about Hillary Clinton not releasing her health. We're at the point where both campaigns are shooting the other campaign's bullets back at them. Mm-hmm. So it might be at the point where we're just going around in a circle a little bit.
Ducking.
So here's something that came up this week that, got lost in the shuffle of all the other things that were going on. But Trump referred to campaigning right here. Listen to this, as performing.
It is hot, and it's always hot when I perform because the crowds are so big. These rooms were not designed for this kind of a crowd.
Now, Clinton called him a showman this week. Yesterday at the New York Economic Club, he promised an economic growth rate of more than 3.5%, which is something that hasn't happened in years. And a lot of economists would say, given the size of the U.S. economy, is not going to happen no matter what you do. But Jesse, your thoughts on that, these pronouncements that he makes, these big promises that he makes. He said last week that if he had been president before 9/11, that Osama bin Laden would have died before 9/11.
It's almost to the point where it's hard to decide whether to take anything he says seriously because he seems to say so much stuff. But people are listening to him, and that's the advantage. I guess the advantage of running for president, that people listen to what you have to say and then have to make a decision on whether they're actually going to believe it or not. He's out there saying these, making these pronouncements, saying these big grandiose things, and it's getting him attention. Right now, is that what you need to compete for president? We see his polls going up in some places, so maybe what he's doing is working.
The New Hampshire Union Leader, this is historically conservative newspaper, has endorsed something it hasn't done for 100 years. It has not endorsed the Republican candidate. It's endorsed instead the Libertarian, Gary Johnson, this week. Is Johnson gaining any steam after that stumble that he made? He said it was kind of like a absence of the brain for 1 second on the question on Syria and Aleppo last week. Is he picking up some of the slack that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are leaving?
No, there was a great Washington Post poll out this week that showed him pretty much stuck at 9%. He doesn't appear that he's going to make it into that first debate. And the Aleppo thing does seem to have hurt him a little bit. I mean, we've all drawn a blank on national TV, right? But we're not running for president. And that does seem to have hurt his credibility.
Jesse?
Yeah, it's hard to see any third-party candidate really having a huge effect on this race. Both sides really worry about third-party candidates drawing votes away from the main candidate, but it's hard to see a third-party candidate, either Libertarian or Green Party at this point, making a huge push and winning or even having a huge effect on the final tally of this race. So, and if they can't even get enough votes to get into the debate, they're going to lose steam quickly before the November elections.
Okay, we just have a few seconds left, but I just want to ask this question, and I just want a one-word, one-name answer from each of you. Who has the edge going into the first debate, Julie?
Donald Trump.
Jesse?
Hillary Clinton.
Ah. Ooh, look at that. A split decision.
Good job.
Well, Julie
just
Mason.
That's what we were hoping.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be watching. And that is in 10 days, amazingly. Julie Mason, host
wow.
of the Press Pool on Sirius XM. Thanks to you.
Thanks, guys.
And Jesse Holland, who covers politics for the Associated Press. Great having you as well, Jesse.
Thank you.
Thank you both.